together, they owe $9.3 million in back taxes.
I mean, 9.3, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's about 700 people owe money to the IRS.
And you've even carved out about the average unpaid bill. Well, you tell us and it's on the Senate side and on the House side.
Yeah, so the in the House, the average unpaid bill is almost $13,000, and in the Senate, it's over $15,000.
So walk us through how you get this data, because IRS doesn't say, hey, by the way, Senator so-and-so, unpaid taxes. How do you get this?
Right. Well, tax information is private information in general. The IRS has a lot of regulations in order trying to keep the information private, and that's sort of the ethos at the agency. But they also publish a report, which is, they call it an inventory of money owed by federal workers, and they break it out by each agency or department in the government. And House and Senate is just one of those. What's interesting about this is the amount owed by workers on the Hill has gone up in recent years. It's up about 37% in 2 years.
Now, one would never, at least, you know, we think Washington, it's a fairly, we're in a little bit of an economic bubble. So is there any explanation?
There's not much of one. The number actually went down pretty dramatically when the Democrats took over Congress in 2007. And, you know, some of the people we talked to guessed that it could have been all the turnover that happens when, you know, Congress changes hands. But as far as the number rising, there's not much explanation for it.
And is there any way to tell, because it may be somebody who was a Republican, working for a Republican member last time, all of a sudden they're without a job, and so that person may not be, or are these all people currently working on the Hill?
These are current workers.
Okay. I know at the IRS, and we were talking, our WTOP investigative reporter Mark Seagraves every year looks at the IRS and,
right,
and whether IRS folks haven't paid their taxes. And for the IRS, that's a fireable offense.
Right.
If you're on Capitol Hill, it's probably not a fireable offense, but it doesn't help your member at all win an election.
Yeah. This stuff doesn't typically get out. Because the IRS goes to such lengths to keep it private. The only way that it could get public is if the IRS filed a lien, you know, essentially going into court to get the money. They don't do that unless you owe $10,000. And, you know, we didn't check for liens against every staffer on the Hill.
But I know there have been suggestions, even legislation, I believe, to go after federal employees who don't pay their taxes.
Yeah, Jason Chaffetz from Utah has proposed legislation to go after all federal employees that owe taxes. There's about 3 million government employees that the IRS looks at. 100,000 of them owe taxes, and it's about $1 billion total.
Wow. And for members themselves, you said there are some members in amongst this list, right?
We don't know, because the IRS doesn't break that out.
And doesn't tell.
Yeah.
And but if they were, and I'm guessing if it was discovered, there are ethics issues there, aren't there?
Actually, no. It becomes a political issue.
Right.
But as far as the formal ethics process on the Hill, I don't think the committee would investigate.
Yeah, chances are you're going to have a tough election next time if that comes out. Right.
Yeah, voters don't like it when you make them pay taxes and don't do it yourself.
I know you've done this a couple times. Anything surprise you about, I mean, the 37% has to be kind of surprising that it's going up when, no, as you say, no real explanation for that.
Yeah, well, the amount of tax debt nationwide has gone up in recent years, actually every year since 2001, because of the recent economic recession, but also before that. And the number on the Hill has gone up as well, but it's different because these are salaried government employees. They're not, you know, they're not getting laid off because of the recession. They have jobs. There could be their spouses could have trouble, or other investments that they depend on for income could be in trouble. And when people get economic hardship, they tend to stop paying certain bills, and
right.
the IRS is one of them.
I know you went to the leadership of the House and asked them for comments. They probably they didn't want to talk about this, did they?
No, I mean, this is a tough story, and right now it's not tied to any one person because we don't have that information.
It's one of these things, this kind of stuff is the stuff that feeds the we hate Washington kind of mentality that certainly seems, I mean, you guys just had a poll earlier this week where it showed, you know, people were pretty angry at this town.
Right. Yeah, they the people really don't like having a double standard for lawmakers and regular citizens. It's one of those things that irks people
yeah.
to no end.
Right.
And you know, the people should hold their elected members of Congress to a higher standard.